Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I am your host, Coco Swanson. I'm a spiritual strategist, mentor, and forever seeker. In Our Waking Dream, I bring astrology down to earth. It's what I do in my life. My job is to bring esoteric practices and understandings down to earth to help create perceptual and systems change, to help us work together and with ourselves in ways that are regenerative, restorative, spiritually aligned, and so that we can launch into a new era together as this world around us is crumbling and changing so rapidly. I'm so happy you're here. Welcome. If ever I'm teaching in a way that you don't understand, let me know, because my goal is to be beginner friendly. This said, I've been immersed in this for a long time. And so it's been an 8-year immersion in astrology and then a 30 plus year immersion in esoteric and wisdom traditions. And so please let me know, because I'm a bridge, but sometimes I teach in a way that's, I just assume everybody's picking this up quickly. And I can't dialogue with you because of this, the nature of this not being live. So please comment, email, let me know in which ways I can greater serve you. Right now, we're focusing on Leo, because the sun is in Leo, but not only is the sun in Leo, but Mercury is retrograde in Leo. It's retrograde until the 11th, yet it will stay in Leo until the 2nd of September. So between now and September, Mercury is in Leo, and the sun will be in Leo until the 22nd of August. So we might as well focus on that now, because we're in the midst of it. What is in the midst of a Mercury retrograde in Leo? Let's talk about Leo in its glory and in its demise, so to say, in its strength and its weaknesses, and in its illumination and in its shadow. So in an illuminated Leo, we are big, we are bold, we are living from our heart. We have love and it's pouring into everything that we're doing. We are showing up. We are a performer just by how we are. It's not performative as much as like just boisterously here. So I have Leo emphasis in my chart. So it makes this showing up on film a lot easier. It means me being in front of groups, leading from my heart, is a native place for me to be. So that's Leo in its glory, is my heart is big. It's shining like the sun. The Leo's cosmic orb, so to say, is the sun. So each sign has an associative planet, or in this case, it's the sun. So if we think of the sun, it shines unapologetically. The sun is, it's steady in its shine. Even if we can't see it, the sun is still shining. It's radiant with so many, it's got rays of light beaming from it. The sun invokes life to grow. So does Leo. So Leo, in its glory, is big, it's shining, it's causing others to shine, because its shine is contagious. In its demise, it's stubborn, it's dramatic, it's overreactive, it gets stuck in its way, it's too big. It loses perspective of when and when not to be the center of attention, when and when not to let go of its heartfelt conviction. It steals the show. And also, if somebody has a lot of Leo influence in their chart, but hasn't done healing of the heart will close down, you know, so it won't shine its light, because its heart is wounded. And to varying degrees, all of us on planet Earth have different amounts of heartbreak. So in a sense, all of us will have the wounded heart and the full expressive heart, and it's determined by how much heartbreak we've experienced and how much healing we've done in those areas. So with Mercury retrograde in Leo, It's a revise, a relook at, reconsider all things Mercury in Leo. So, how do I do this? Well, we want to take the pulse on how you are in all things Leo. And there's the internal Leo. So how is your heart? How is your self-love? How boldly do you feel comfortable living you? And for this, I suggest a mirror practice of looking straight at yourself in the mirror and taking the pulse. How much love do I have for myself? When I look straight in the mirror, am I experiencing self-loathing? And in what ways? That's the opposite of self-love. So that would be a Leo and its demise is self-loathing. And in what ways am I self-loving? Do I have unconditional? Think Leo shines like the sun. So how can I foster an internal environment that allows for my love to grow? When I look in the mirror, I see the beauty and the kindness and the most wonderful. It's unconditional. So in which ways am I judging my light? My light as expressed through me. And so in what ways are you judging you, your own light as expressed through you? That's the first practice I suggest to help take the pulse with how you're doing in relation to you, your light shining, overflowing. Secondarily, and it's really important with Mercury in Leo retrograde, we look at the shadow of it. So in what ways are they? I always look at the shadow is easier to find pointing the finger. So how do the people in your life, how are they being overly dramatic or where's their communication drama where there's a battle of wills, a battle of who's right and who's wrong and overreactive? It's how are we overreacting to small slights in communication that trigger outsized emotions? So take a look. Is that alive for you? Look around in who are you communicating with and how are you perceiving them? Who is being self-consumed? These are Leo in its demise. Self-consumed, overreactive, overdramatic, overly stuck in their ways. And whoever is over there, that's a sign to work here. Because I only have the capacity to work on me. I could be extra Leo about it and boss you around and tell you how you should act. But a Leo can say, shoulda, woulda, coulda, don't should me. Do you know that phrase? It's don't be shoulding other people. As opposed to shoulding other people, I look at the traits that I think they should do different. And then I own my reaction. I might need space from somebody overreacting, in my opinion, or off the mark. I might need space, but I sure still want to love them. Because in an atmosphere of love, solution can land. In an atmosphere of gratitude, we can come to a heartfelt peace. But if I'm just focusing on what you're doing wrong and you're doing wrong and how everybody around me is so annoying and so overdramatic and so stuck in their ways. Guess who's actually stuck in their ways? Me. So my job is to look and what of who around me, and it could be somebody publicly. And this, a lot of astrology depends on how the current aspects and current planets, current relations in the sky relate to you, to your chart. And it relates to each chart differently. So that's something where we look at your natal chart and then we see how this current chart reacts with you. That's something we do more one-on-one. I still have my offering for a half hour free consultations right now. So no strings attached. Feel free to hit me up if you want one. I'm going to be offering that through this launch phase of this podcast. And so we can look at your chart one-on-one if you'd like. So reach out. You can DM me or contact me via the links below. And we really need help sometimes in reflecting. So I always like to do my own inner work and then say, hey, am I overreacting to this? Like to utilize, I always have a team of at least like 3 to 5 wise adults. I've needed this because I have a lot of fire in my chart. And so before I overreact to anything, I want to run things by trusted, wise beings. I mean, the wisdom can come from children too. It's just, I really like what happens to wisdom as it grows over time. So I have a handful of wise adults that I'll say, am I being overreactive? I don't want to feed drama. I don't want to feed grudges. That's another Leo piece. I want to feed heart-driven, unconditional love with blessings and boundaries. It's a different way of being in Leo. So check in with yourself. How are you doing with your own self-love? Check in with your shadow. In what ways are they being annoying, being too big, too stubborn, too... It's Leo. It's a fixed fire. It's once it's set, it's hard to derail the train once it's going with a fixed sign. And in what ways can you acknowledge their behavior, claim how it affects you, and then fill your own cup with gratitude, with warmth, with love? So this over time in community, if we play out filling our own cup and letting it overflow, and you're doing that too, and we're all doing that, it's a whole different world. It's not codependent. It's me filling my own cup and showing up just as I am, naming if I'm bothered by how your cups fill or overflowing, or naming it to myself or to you, choosing to see things from different perspective, which can be hard with Leo. If we all are doing this, society works in more harmony when we claim our own bright light, claim our own shadow where you're bothering me, but I claim the reaction. I take the space if I need. I ask to see things from a different lens. Those are all, Leo needs that in order to not be super self-consumed. Like, fill my cup and let it overflow with love versus this is the right way and this is how I feel and this is the only truth, which it's easy to do. So let's talk about this in community. So rupture and repair systems are really important for Leo. Rupture is inevitable in any relationship. It's in conflict that we grow. Sometimes we grow apart. Oftentimes through conflict, we grow in understanding and togetherness. With Leo in Leo season, with Mercury retrograde in Leo, we need room for error. Because Leo is not where we go for foresight. That's across the zodiac and Aquarius. Leo is where we go for presence, for joy. But we also might make mistakes as a Leo. Think of it like a child. It's a child sign. It's such an innocent sign. And it's quite fiery. And so I think a lot of the fire signs need a bit of room for error. Because fire is big. It's authentic. It's present. But maybe it burns things down. So is there room for error in all your relationships? How do you make room for error? So can we take space and claim our own emotional reactivity? And in that space, become available to see things from another's perspective. And when we do that, we're able to get past the ego and the know-it-all of a fixed sign, the passionate know-it-all of Leo, Because Leo is stuck in its ways when it gets stuck in its heart's truth. And so can we have enough space to see if we are actually perceiving through a wounded ego, wounded pride, or a wounded heart that needs some healing? And how can we offer space for ourselves and generous space for each other to heal, but in a way that we still work together, right? Like if we're in conversation, we might need to continue conversation with spaciousness to own our own heart's wounds, wounds of ego, and to have compassion for each other's, because we're all in this together. When we're experiencing Mercury retrograde at the same time as Pluto retrograde, Neptune, Saturn, we all are experiencing a great revision. And some days might be easier than others. And who knows, maybe the person that you're arguing with or the person, you know, the conflicts with, that maybe their chart is really lit up by this retrograde, this Mercury retrograde. So how can we offer grace? How can we offer love in conflict? And for me, sometimes that involves boundaries. I define boundaries as the space I need between me and whomever that allows for me to keep loving them as they are. And sometimes I need quite a bit of space if how the other is acting with me really triggers me, or is acting in a way that really doesn't work with me. So spaciousness to allow our own heart to heal, our perception to become more malleable so that we can see with new eyes if we do some heart healing, and that we can create more space for others' perspective. Because with Leo, it's a bit of my way or the highway. Okay, so we have number one, self-love practices. In the mirror, you look in the mirror and take the pulse. Am I in self-love or self-loathing? We build the self-love. Then we bring awareness with Mercury in Leo in what ways things feel overdramatic, or when people are stuck in their ways, they can't see outside of their specific bubble. That's a Leo. And we claim our reaction to that as shadow and practice gratitude. Practice forgiveness, practice letting go. And if we still need boundaries, that's totally great. Blessing and boundaries can exist in the same room. And then the third piece is really looking at how we're doing rupture and repair to allow for spaciousness, to allow for heart healing, and to allow for new ways of seeing each other and being in the greater human family, which is all Leo. Leo is our heart's family. Okay. That's it for this week. Please message me with any questions. Please share, like, comment. This is just getting going. I really appreciate you being here with me this week. Blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. Leo, Leo.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
Fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow with love.